Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The Premier is denying KMT claims that the government is trying to limit donations to KMT candidates. The rules require stricter reviews for large wire transfers to and from China. William Lai says the new regulations are aimed at stopping money laundering. The KMT says the government is using the rules to stop Taiwanese business owners in China from sending money to the party to support candidates in the November election. The Asia-Pacific Group on Money Laundering will evaluate Taiwan next month. The United States has announced new sanctions on Iran. Kate Fisher has more from Washington.
Among the entities sanctioned are several banks and the Iran tractor manufacturing company. It means all property of the designated banks and companies in the United States is frozen and Americans are barred from dealing with them. The White House says the group recruits children as young as 12 to fight in conflicts across the region, including in Syria. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the international community must understand that business entanglements with the Basij Network and IRGC front companies have real-world humanitarian consequences. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Brazil's President Michel Temer is facing new charges. A federal police report recommended that Temer be put on trial for corruption, money laundering, and criminal association. It accused Temer of taking bribes to favor certain companies. The report says Temer's assets should be frozen. The country's attorney general will have 15 days to decide whether to continue the case. If she agrees, two-thirds of Congress's lower house would have to vote to allow a trial. This could cause Temer to be suspended. And Canada's government will pardon people who were charged with having 30 grams of pot or less. Canada became the second and largest country in the world with a legal marijuana marketplace today. Officials say people who have a record can apply for a pardon. Surveys say at least 111 legal pot shops will open across the country today. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.